By the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Three die while five others sustained serious injuries in Bemba Road mishap. Livingstone lawmaker calls for unity and intensified mobilization ahead of the 2026 general election. Five killed in suspected suicide bombing at mosque in Nigeria's Borno State. The Tipolopolo step up preparations ahead of Friday's Group A crash against Comoros in sports news.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. Three people, including the driver, have died while five others sustained serious injuries in a road traffic accident involving a Toyota Wish along the Great North Road in Pemba District. The accident occurred on December 24, 2025, at around 19 hours, about 15 kilometers south of Pemba Town. The vehicle, a Toyota Wish bearing registration number AMB1657, was carrying seven passengers at the time of the crash. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo identified the deceased as a driver. Mr. Luvinda Mwimba urged 30 of Manunga compound in Monze and the two female passengers, Ms. Charity Sonjini, 42, and Ms. Mulozi Sifanu Mavanza, 43, both of Hillside area in Mazavoka, all three died on the spot. Mr. Namalongo said the bodies have since been deposited at Pemba Mini Hospital Mortuary, where post-mortem examinations will be conducted. He added that the five injured passengers are currently admitted to Pemba Mini Hospital with serious injuries. The victims include Mr. Lamek Chikale, 36, of Manunga compound, Mr. Cross Kalima, 34, Mr. Sitali Inambao, 35, Ms. Florence Mutinta, 39, and Ms. Susanna Malama, 40, of Mazabuka District. Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred after the driver lost control of the vehicle due to excessive speed, causing it to veer off the road and overturn. Police have since warned motorists against over-speeding and urged them to observe road safety regulations to prevent similar accidents. Livingstone Member of Parliament Rodney Sikumba has called on members of the United Party for National Development, UPND, to intensify mobilization efforts and remain united as the country approaches the 2026 general elections. Mr. Sikumba was speaking during a UPND party luncheon held in Livingstone, where he emphasized the need for members of all levels of the party to work together in order to secure more votes for President Hakainde Hichilema in the next year's polls. He said unity in diversity remains core to keeping the party strong and focused, adding that the UPND government has recorded notable successes in the 4 years it has been in office. The Livingstone lawmaker cited the increase in constituency development fund, free education, the school feeding program, enhanced social cash transfer, and improved national reserve of some of the achievements delivered by the current administration.
Our desire is to get it to 2026 united. Unity in diversity. No, can we work together as a party? We always know that, and we've always been taught that leadership comes from above. Leadership comes from where? Leadership comes from
and UPND Livingstone District Chairperson Christopher Siamwinya dismissed concerns from some of the party members over the absence of the area member of parliament, describing them as unfounded. Mr. Siamwinya explained that Mr. Sekumba had been assigned national duties aimed at reviving the tourism sector and called on party members in the district to remain united as the country heads towards the 2026 general elections. He further commended UPND members of their strong performance during the 2021 general elections, noting that the period was challenging due to restrictions imposed under the former Patriotic Front government, and urged members to maintain unity going forward.
Our Member of Parliament has been given a very difficult task to make sure that the tourism industry in this country is brought to its original position. Tourism in Zambia was almost dying, and to make it to where it is now, it meant that our Member of Parliament was always on the move to talk to people outside the country so that they can come and help us to revamp our economy. So this is why probably we were not able to see him regularly with us.
Energy expert Boniface Zulu has called for strict adherence to the provisions of the newly launched 300 Kwacha Electricity Subsidy Initiative, highlighting that proper implementation is critical to speeding up access to electricity, especially for low-income households. Mr. Zulu's remarks follow the recent launch of the 300 Kwacha Electricity Subsidy Program, which is aimed at reducing the cost of new electricity connections and accelerating national electrification efforts. Speaking in an interview with Power FM Copperbelt News Bureau, Mr. Zulu said while the initiative is a commendable step towards achieving universal access to electricity, its success will largely depend on how faithfully the laid out guidelines are followed by implementing agencies and beneficiaries. He noted that past subsidy programs have often failed to achieve their intended impact due to weak oversight, misapplication of funds, and failure to target the intended beneficiaries, stressing that the subsidy should strictly benefit vulnerable households in both urban and rural areas, adding that transparency and accountability must be prioritized to avoid abuse of the program. He further urged relevant authorities to strengthen monitoring mechanisms to ensure the service providers comply with the set procedures and that connections are delivered within the stipulated timeframes. Mr. Zulu said if properly implemented, the 300 Kwacha Electricity Subsidy Initiative has the potential to boost economic activities, improve living standards, and support small-scale enterprises by providing affordable and reliable electricity access.
Households. So there are residential areas that will be put in that place. You can't expect that to help you. Of course, it's going to reach the main beneficiaries who are the ordinary Zambians. That without a doubt. Because, again, the government wants the national cake to be shared with even people living in rural areas so that they can have electricity. But we should also understand as a country to say, even as we bring in these new connections, we need to increase generation capacity in order to alleviate the long hours of load shedding that we are facing and the new customers that they might face.
A 24-year-old Zambian of Chirundo District has been fined 80,000 kwacha for aiding and abetting illegal immigrants. Francis London was convicted by the Tongwe Magistrate Court following his arrest on the 25th of November 2025 at Kapete Police Checkpoint along the Great East Road in Tongwe District. Police officers intercepted a white Mitsubishi Pajero registration number BLD4979, which London was driving. Upon searching the vehicle, officers discovered 13 suspected illegal immigrants, 8 Pakistani nationals and 5 Bangladeshi nationals. The suspects were arrested and taken to the police station, where the matter was handed over to immigration officers for further investigations. Appearing before court, London was found guilty and